USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Florida, two people in their 70s are now the first coronavirus fatalities in the East. WCTV reporter Ben Kaplan in Tallahassee.
What we were made aware of is the fact that the two people who died from the virus had traveled internationally, had made international trips recently.
In the U.S., there were 15 other deaths, 14 in Washington State, one in California, for a total of 17. In San Francisco, all passengers and crew aboard the Grand Princess will be tested and put in a two-week quarantine. Vice President Pence announced the results of the tests of the passengers on board the stranded ship.
46 persons were swabbed, 21 of those on the ship tested positive.
The plan is to take the ship, which has been in limbo off the California coast, to a non-commercial port so they can do the testing. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Amid the coronavirus scare, the U.S. economy added 273,000 jobs in February as the unemployment rate fell slightly to 3.5%. John Clemens has more.
The number of new jobs smashed expectations as the jobless rate fell to 3.5%. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 273,000 in February, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and social assistance, food services and drinking places, government, construction, professional and technical services, and financial activities. Both the unemployment rate at 3.5% and the number of unemployed persons at 5.8 million changed little in February. The unemployment rate has been either 3.5% or 3.6% for the past 6 months.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's that time of year again. USA Radio Network's John Hunt says, time to spring forward.
Like clockwork, this is the weekend that daylight savings time strikes. Watch for it at 2 a.m. local time Sunday in most of the United States. And don't forget to set your clocks ahead 1 hour, usually before you go to bed on Saturday night, to avoid being late for Sunday morning activities. With the annual change, sunlight will extend longer into the evening, but the shine will take longer to emerge in the morning. No time change observed in Hawaii, most of Arizona, Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And standard time returns on November 1st. A poll last year by the Associated Press Center for Public Affairs Research found that 7 in 10 Americans preferred not to switch back and forth to mark daylight savings time, but there's been no agreement on which time clocks to follow. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Large gatherings are yet another victim of the new coronavirus. The huge week-long South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, which was due to begin in about a week, has now been canceled. Austin, Texas Mayor Steve Adler made the announcement.
I've gone ahead and declared a local disaster in the city, and associated with that have issued an order that effectively cancels South by Southwest for this year.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.